Fourth platform. We are now on the deepest platform of the visit. In periods of constant rain, the level below this platform is flooded, and this limits its size. Number one. From here we can see a magnificent example of a jellyfish type formation. Number two. In front of the jellyfish, you can see the stalagmite called the palm trunk. Number three. Further to the left, we can also see a group of columns, some of which still show the union of stalagmite and stalactite. Number four. We can also see at this level many rocks covered by a speleothem called coralloid. These coralloids or corals are formed by condensation, which are evidence of long periods at 100% relative humidity in the air of the cave. Their roughness contrasts with the smooth shapes of the casts. Number 5. The casts are the formations produced by the flow of water circulating through the walls of the cave. Following the shapes of the surfaces, we can deduce where the water flows and where it does not. That is to say, a flow of water circulates or has circulated through the casts, whereas water has never circulated through the coralloids. Number 6. Some shapes can be distinguished, such as a profile of a face, or higher up, a sea lion.